We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know, one of the things the Mets had a hope for this year, as they brought in a new general manager who tried to put a nice spin and a new face and a new spin on the whole proceedings and tried to sell you that I built you a competitive team. But if you looked at the team realistically, and I saw them in person the other day and I will see them again in person in a couple of days, they are deeper. They have more options in the bullpen. They have more options in covering the lineup. They have more options to cover injuries. The one thing that couldn't happen to this team is it couldn't get hit with a run injuries, and it has to have critical play out of key guys. And already we've seen the injury to Lowry and now the injury to Frazier, and that is not a start that the Mets were looking for. If the Mets are going to do anything this year, they have to get a good performance, which means the three guys at the top of the rotation get most of their starts. If you could get, if you count 31 for each, that gives you 93. If you can get 82 or 84 starts out of those 93, you did your job. That's all you can ask for. You can't ask for 93, 31 apiece. That's pretty much what a starting pitcher gets now. If you could get 84 of those out of the big three, and somehow Wheeler gives you something approaching. Now, you're not going to expect him to duplicate his last 15 appearances last year where he was 10-1 and pitched to a, you know, one whip and an ERA of 2 flat and a whip of 1 and was 10-1 in his last 15 starts. You're not looking, because if he does that, he's not a 3, he's an ace. Syndergaard's capable of anything. DeGrom's capable of obviously being as good as there is. He's already proved that. If you could get those three healthy and then get legitimate performances from Cano, from Diaz, and then good health from the rest, big performance from Cano, big performance from your closer, the three starters, and then some health. And that means the catcher gives you a good year. That means Conforto gives you a good year. That means you're not beset by injuries. And already you've had injuries to Lowry and Frazier. We don't know what Alonso's going to do. We don't know what kind of role Neil's going to play in the outfield. How Nimmo's going to perform. There's a lot of question marks there. They do have more depth now. But they do need guys like Frazier and Lowry, especially Lowry, to contribute. And now Lowry comes in with a knee, and Frazier, who they said was in good shape. They always tell you. You never walk into camp and they tell you somebody's in bad shape. They tell you everybody's in great shape. Okay, everybody's in the best shape of their career. I mean, that's always the way you hear it. Except now Frazier's coming back to New York already. And that's not a good thing for him nor the Mets. What it does, though, especially with the injuries to Frazier and Lowry, what it does is two things. Number one, it opens up a bigger opportunity for Alonso. And I hate to say this, but it opens up a bigger opportunity for Tebow to start the team, start the season with the big team. Tebow's wearing a number that means business. He's not wearing, you know, number 78 down there, if you noticed. He's wearing his number. He's wearing a baseball number. They want to bring him north. They want a reason to bring him north. I saw his first two at-bats the other day. He hit a couple of line drives that were caught. Hit him hard. They're dying to bring that guy north. Dying. I'll tell you, the fans, they love him. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, everything stopped when he went in the cage the other day. All my kids knew Tebow. Every one of them. I have to tell them it was Tebow. They knew it was Tebow. Everyone knows Tebow. And the Mets are looking for that buzz and they like that idea, even if he's just someone who's on the bench, because he's not going to be an everyday player. You know that, even if he got up here. But he could wind up on the opening day roster with these injuries. There's no question. And it could help elevate Alonzo, because these are two guys they counted on heavily. And, you know, who knows where they're going to be. I know we're still a couple weeks away, but you know what? It goes fast, and the season starts early this year. And those injuries linger. And one thing you got to hope for is that you stay healthy. One thing the Red Sox did last year was stay healthy. It's the biggest thing you can do in a season, in any season, in any sport, is stay healthy. That's the first thing. So already that hasn't happened for the Mets, and we're only in February.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.